kind of the abruptness of last night and preparing for another game next week?
I don't know, man. I just literally just walked up in here, so I see I moved on. I'm in Duke basketball now. So.
But I mean, but, difficult? Yeah.
Yeah, man. I honestly see people packing their bags, and, you know, it's the off season. But, you know, it happens every year.
You feel like you guys built a foundation maybe to take that next step in next season?
Yeah, we put pieces together. I wouldn't say actually built, but, you know, we're starting. Definitely had a good year this year with, 11 wins. So, you know, somewhere to build and start for sure.
Did you have fun this season, personally?
Yeah, man. I think we all did. We all had fun. Obviously, when you win more than you lose, you know, you definitely have fun. And like you said, being able to be in a position to play in a playoff game, you know, that's always amazing as well. Mm-hmm.
Todd Roberts said that about halfway through the season, guys are walking around in the locker room, you know, saying, hey, man, we're actually good. Do you remember that and kind of when it kind of turned the page on you guys really believing how good this team was?
Which Robert?
Robert Woods.
Oh. No, I don't remember all that. But, I mean, we know we're good. You know, we play football. Everybody in this league know we're good, you know. Everybody in the league know they're good, you know. You wouldn't be in the NFL if you wasn't, so... You know, you just have to have that confidence and belief in yourself and in your team. And obviously, you know, building the, you know, each game and just showing, you know, how much we improve.
You had a pretty busy off season that you documented in terms of how you were working and stuff. Do you feel that you'll follow, are you going to follow that kind of same model coming into next season?
I wouldn't say a busy off season. That's what we all do. You know, we work out. To get ready for next year.
Many of your teammates, though, said that they were following you on social media and were almost, like, inspired by how hard you seem to be getting ready for this season.
That's vice versa. I get inspired by other people. You know, I could be in the bed chilling and, you know, watch a Tyler Higbee workout or Antonio Brown. You know, that. You know, I feel like this whole league feeds off of each other. And that's what it's all about, you know. Just getting better and just trying to grind for your team and be better for that next year.
Todd, do you expect Jared Goff to keep getting better? Do you think there's more there?
Yeah, there's always room for improvement in anybody game, and I mean it's only his second year, so yeah, there's definitely a lot of improvement. You know, we all have to get better around him to help him improve as well. So, but you know. The ceiling is the roof for him.
What did he show you this year?
You know, just being back there and just making plays. I mean, you know, being a quarterback we drafted and being a leader, you know, coming to work every day, preparing and making sure everybody's on their job. And, you know, he just did a phenomenal job this year.
You gonna attend the college football playoff or watch it on TV?
Oh no! I got to hit that up.
So you're heading
yeah,
down.
I'm gonna try to hit that. I'm gonna try to hit that for sure.
Are you looking forward to the Pro Bowl too?
Oh yeah, that'd be cool, man. Have my little nieces and nephews out there, go to Disney World and Universal. So that'd be fun with the family.